Hey, this is a quick hitter from the Michigan football rant. This is my ideas on the quarterback battle, okay, going on between JJ McCarthy and Cade McNamara. In my opinion, Cade McNamara needs to do two things. He needs to master the pocket, needs to know when to move into the pocket to avoid the outside rush, when to move to the left or right to avoid the defensive tackle collapsing the pocket. He needs to know that kind of that needs to be his home. That needs to be his safety blanket, is that pocket. He needs to know the ins and outs of it like it's his own apartment. He also needs to be able to read defenses better. Because he has a lack of speed and physical tools like that, he needs to know how to read a defense so therefore he can make the right adjustments to get the ball out of his hands. Like, say, I'm going to compare him to the great of all greats, but Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a master of the pocket. He is a master of reading defenses and making the adjustments so he knows when to get rid of the ball, where to get rid of the ball. And it's not always has to be a completion. It just has to get the ball out so he's not taking a loss. He needs to get comfortable. Like comfortable with bullets whizzing past his head. You know what I mean? You can't flinch and that kind of thing. If you don't have the speed to get out, you have to know to let an axe go right by your ear and you can't flinch. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. He's got to be that focused. So if Cade's going to take us to the next level, because he's already got, in my opinion, he's already got the leadership down. Always a great leader, in my opinion. Right, he looks the part. He has a really good arm. He's accurate as hell. Love all these things about Cade McNamara. I mean, he's won the Big Ten, so he's capable of beating big teams on big stages. Ohio State, Penn State, right, last year, Wisconsin last year, very big stages. Oh, Big Ten title game. Iowa. He's able to play well on the big stage. That's another thing I really like about Cade. He is a leader. He knows the moment. But with that being said, the Georgia game also showed his very inexperience or lack of ability when it came to the pocket and reading defenses. Plain and simple. And if we're going to have a chance to win a national title, he has to be better at those two things that I said earlier, the pocket and reading defenses, because Georgia made him look foolish. Now, granted, Eric All, Corum, all these guys kind of let him down when he put the ball in their hands or when they fumbled it or whatever the heck. So he wasn't solely to blame. But you're going to be the quarterback. You're going to get all that money. You're going to shoulder all that. You get all the praise. You're going to have to shoulder all the losses as well. Okay. So that's my thing with Cade. He needs to have two things to get him above to the next level. And I don't know if he's capable of doing that. I want to see that. Right. Now with JJ McCarthy, the kid has the physical ability. He has the physical tools, the speed, the elusiveness. We've seen that on display plenty in the few games that he played last year. The one thing that I would say that JJ has got to get better at is eliminating mistakes. His turnovers, I mean, big time against Michigan State could have cost us the game. Defense is what cost us the game in that one, not JJ McCarthy. So the fumbling, he needs to get better at, I would say, not forcing the big play, but finding the big play. And I think he's capable of doing that. But I think he was so jacked to be up in there and just be playing that he was forcing too many things last year. Let the game come to him. And I also think that's what caused the turnovers. I think the upside to this kid is phenomenal. I mean, literally, he looks like he could be a great leader as well. I mean, the getting off the bus after they beat Wisconsin and him and a few others staying till like 4 in the morning or getting up at 4 in the morning and practicing, whatever the story was, shows leadership, right? him talking about NIL, saying the right guys, if you're all about Michigan, then you're all about us. If all you're looking to do is get paid, hey, good luck. You're probably a good player, but you don't belong on this team. Another great leadership quality, right? I don't think the Georgia game is another great example that the moment's never too big for him. Out of the two quarterbacks, he had a better game in the Georgia game. And in my opinion, the offense looked more capable in his hands against Georgia than it did with Cade at the helm. And we're looking to take the next step, correct? We're not just looking to be Big Ten champions. We're looking for a national title. So if we're just looking for Big Ten, then let JJ sit and let Cade do it, because we'll win a Big Ten with Cade. But JJ looked more capable against Georgia than Cade did. And I just think if JJ allows the game to come to him, he'll find the big moment, the big play. He won't have to force it. He won't have to make it. It'll come to him. And if he can eliminate the turnovers, I think he's going to win it all. And I think we could win it all with JJ.